Do we have attendees that we need to admit, or are they coming in?
They're admitted automatically at the webinar.
Okay, great. I'll call to order this February 12, 2026 session before the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansell, and I'm the Hearing Examiner for Kitsap County, and I'll be presiding over today's hearing. This is a public hearing on an application for approval of a preliminary plat subdivision. The file number is 2302854 and bears the name Ives Mill Preliminary Plat. The project location is addressed as 5400 block of Southeast Bethel Road. The director of the Kitsap County Department of Community Development has recommended conditional approval of the proposed preliminary plat. The department also issued a SEPA, or State Environmental Policy Act, threshold determination in the form of a mitigated determination of non-significance in association with the preliminary plat review. No appeal was filed concerning the threshold determination. Therefore, any concerns or challenges to that are now time-barred, and the only thing we will address here today is the preliminary plat. The authority for the hearing examiner to hold this public hearing and to establish the record for this application is pursuant to the Kitsap County Code 210408. The hearing is conducted in accordance with that section of the code and the hearing examiner rules. This public hearing is recorded. It's essential that each speaker that is in attendance speak clearly, state your name, spell the last name, and provide your mailing address, and do speak only just one at a time during the appropriate time. Before testifying, each witness must take an oath or affirmation to tell the truth as well. All exhibits, once admitted, become part of the official record. The order of presentation will be to hear first any public testimony, any comments that we have with regard to the preliminary plat. Then I'll hear the department's presentation, and then any additional applicant comments that we may have, unless I have a suggested different order from the department. Just a couple things for a remote hearing. If you are disconnected, as I indicated, I will swear you all in. At that time, anyone who's testifying, I'll raise my right hand. If I'm not swearing you in and I'm raising my right hand, it's an indication to you that I cannot hear you, meaning that your microphone is off or mine. And usually the connection comes back very quickly if we have such an interruption via Zoom. And just we'll be asking you to repeat what you said during the interruption. Also ask that everyone turn off your cell phone ringer so that that does not go off during the hearing. As a preliminary matter, the hearing examiner will admit exhibits 1 to 22 as identified in the index of the record, noting that there are two other holding places for hearing exhibit numbers 23 and 24, but those won't be completed. One is staff presentation at exhibit 23, and one is 24 is the hearing examiner hearing sign-in, which of course won't be completed until after the hearing. I will be looking to my left at times, no disrespect to any speaker, but that I'm just looking at my record over there. I have two screens. And I just want to confirm with staff before I turn it over to you all that within 10 working days of the close of record, I will be issuing a written decision, unless there's some. Okay, great. In that case, I'd like to open the record to hear from anyone here from the public who is here to provide public testimony.
We have no members of the public in the room, just the applicant team and department staff, but we have three people online. So if you would like to make a public comment, you'll just want to click the raise hand feature and I'll pull you over to speak. Okay, we have one person, Norm Olson. I believe maybe part of the applicant team, is that correct? Okay.
All right. Mr. Olson, do you intend to provide comment as a member of the public, or are you part of the team and you can hold your comments to the applicant comment period after the department presents? If you responded to my question, Mr. Olson, you were muted. You're now unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you just fine, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I only raised my hand to make you aware, you guys aware that I was here, but I am with the applicant team.
Okay, very good. All right. At this time, we're just taking a public testimony, one that's not part of the applicant team or part of staff. Is there any member of the public that wishes to provide testimony? If so, indicate by clicking the raise your hand option in Zoom down at the bottom of your screen. All right, seeing none, we will proceed then with the department's presentation. Mr. Smith, you swear or affirm the testimony provided in today's hearing will be the truth. Please proceed. You'll want to repeat that I do when you get near a microphone, so it's on the record.
I do.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Smith. I am representing the Department of Community Development. I have over 20 years of planning experience reviewing projects similar to this. This is a proposal that will help provide more affordable housing for South Kitsap County. The proposal today is for the Housing Kitsap or Kitsap Housing Authority to subdivide 8.44 acres for a single family development. This will create 49 detached single family lots ranging in 28 to 4,800 square feet in size. The proposal will include open space, parks, recreational amenities, recreational trail, and additional improvements that are include frontage improvements such as sidewalks, curbs, bikes, bike lanes on Bethel Road and Ives Lane, Ives Mill Lane. The plat will include construction of public roads, stormwater treatment and detention control, control facilities, utilities, and other utilities will be installed at that time. The hearing examiner is the review authority pursuant to Title 21 of the Land Use and Development Procedures. This proposal vested originally July 1st, 2023. It was vested prior to the change to the zoning code in April 1st, 2025, and also when the comprehensive plan went into effect. The property is located at the 5400 block of Bethel Road Southeast. The property receives access from Bethel Road Southeast from county maintained road with the access from a proposed plat will be achieved through a Southeast Ives Mill Road at Bethel Road. So Ives Road, Mill Road has a functional classification as an unmaintained local access road, and Bethel Road Southeast has a functional classification as a county maintained minor arterial. Property is rectangular shaped. It's more rectangular shaped than maybe a flag lot, but and it slopes from the west down to the east. It's located south and east of the city of Port Orchard. It's within unincorporated Kitsap County and is also west of Highway 16. The property is highly vegetated with a mixture of conifers and deciduous trees. There is an understory of salal and other small vegetation, and also includes vegetation like hemlock, huckleberry, salal, and the Himalayan blackberries. The steepest slope on the property is 30%. One of the attributes of this property is there's a buried concrete pipe approximately 40 inches in diameter, and it's located within the lower area of the east side of the property. And it extends underneath Ives Mill Road. This pipe handles storm drainage from the north around Fred Meyer and it drains to the south. The biologist for the applicant has determined that this drainage from the pipe is considered a fish stream, and the proposal includes a 150-foot buffer around that stream, and that's consistent with Kitsap County Code. There's an area surrounding the pipe that's also in natural open space that will be retained as well. The existing zoning of this property is commercial, and it's considered urban high-intensity commercial. Like I said, is that this was the new zoning of the property, and the project vested at before that when it was urban low. And this is the previous zoning map where the project vested before the county commissioners changed the zoning of this whole corridor along the west side of Bethel Road and south of Port Orchard. This is the critical areas map showing the location of moderate slopes, as well as there's a ribbon of hydric soils that goes up into the from the south up through the property halfway. This has been explored by the biologist. The biologist took test pits where there's hydric soils and determined that there was no indication of a wetland in that particular area of the property. The property at the Bethel Road is about 300 feet in elevation, and as you go to the west, it increases up to 340 feet. The steepest part of the road that will access this road is going to be around 8%. It's well below the limit of 12%. As you can see to the west, that shows steep slopes, and that's part of the drainage into the Blackjack drainage basin. This is a map of the Blackjack drainage basin. So it's within that area. It's the highlighted area. Then everything out that is below or outside the Blackjack drainage basin. The WSDOT is currently doing as far as culvert replacement on Highway 16, and that's part of that same drainage basin to increase the fish flow. This is our county utility map, and it shows that this is a private drainage line, and to handle stormwater off Bethel Road. This concrete pipe will continue to flow under, or the water through the pipe will continue to flow under Ives Lane, Ives Mill Lane, and the pipe will not be replaced. This is a map that shows that the delineation that the biologist, ELS, prepared for the applicant. And it shows the open space corridor or buffer area, as well as the location of the stream that received the fish type designation of 150 feet buffer. So at this point in time, staff would like to add a document to the record. Before I get into SEPA, it was determined there's a discrepancy in the SEPA conditions. It's from Cecilia Olson, assistant director. She's explaining that the conditions within for mitigation as well as in the staff report incorrectly addressed as far as what the improvements will be off of it clarifies what's required along Bethel Road and then what actually the improvements will be off of Ives Mill Road itself.
That'll be marked and admitted as Exhibit 25.
Okay.
And I think, Ms. Jones, we could probably mark and admit Exhibit 24 now, too. You've got the hearing examiner, hearing sign-in, because we're past that point, but it'll be changing.
Amazing. Thank you.
So that gives Mr. Olson a chance to look at the document. I don't think he has had a chance to see this yet. But this is something that he wanted to have addressed to make sure that was clarified. So again, this would involve only frontage and road improvements to where on Ives Mill Road, where the road provides access to the plat. The other will be, if there's ever improvements to Ives Mill Road, that'll be responsible, whoever is desiring to do that. So the county did issue an MD&S to include the mitigation.
And Mr. Smith, just before we proceed on to SEPA, yes. Just to make sure that I know procedurally where we're putting this Exhibit 25, if I'm approving or finalizing preliminary plat approval here, we're substituting this in for a portion of the staff report at page 27. Is that right? Is this the same or is this different?
Yeah, we're going to replace those conditions that are in under roads, under engineering. Let's see here.
Maybe if you could draw my attention to the page numbers.
Yeah, conditions 51, 54, and 56. Those are going to be amended.
Okay. As consistent with Exhibit 25?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So we did issue an MD&S with conditions and mitigation. We did the optional DNS process. We did receive comments from City of Port Orchard, the Suquamish Tribe, and Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife. County gave proper public notice and issued public notice 800 feet around the subject property, consistent with Kitsap County Code. This particular plat is reviewed under Title 16, and it is reviewed against those development standards. it'd be 16.04, 16.24, and 16.40. And the proposal is also reviewed under 17.420.037 and also 17.420 for its development standards. This proposal is for 49 lots, and density was calculated at 5.9 dwelling units per acre at gross density. So the conditions, or excuse me, comments I'd like to read out as far as what was commented on. The City of Port Orchard commented on the traffic impact analysis to evaluate the level of service for additional intersections north of the project within the city. Until the information is shared with the City of Port Orchard, the county should withdraw the optional DNS. And then the Squamish Tribe supports the characterization of the on-site stream as a type F. And the tribe commented on the fluctuation of local groundwater and how that contributed to Blackjack Creek. And Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife commented about the type F stream and the 150-foot buffer with a 15-foot construction setback, that it needed to actually be 200 feet. Far as the city is, the traffic impact analysis mainly addressed the intersection at Bethel Road Southeast, as well as the intersection of Bethel Road and Sedgwick. Those are the intersections where the level of service would most likely be addressed, because that's the direct connection or nexus of where the project impacts would be. It was determined by staff that these other intersections weren't didn't provide a nexus to how impacts would be calculated within the TIA. The Squamish Tribe, staff could not find any additional information on how groundwater flows and how that's contributing to Blackjack Creek. And the Fish and Wildlife's comments about 200 feet, as under 19.300.315, it talks about the intensity of the project. If you have a high intensity project, then you go with a larger buffer, and that would be 200 feet. That's how it's interpreted. So the 150 applies. And the second thing is, again, this project vested at prior to when the code was changed, requiring a different standard. The proposal is consistent with off-street parking standards, providing vehicle overflow at 0.5 per unit. The proposal will be consistent with on-street parking standards as well. The applicant has addressed landscaping standards under 17.420.037, as far as street frontage trees and landscaping around the storm drainage facility. The The property is located within an aquifer recharge area, CARA 1 and a CARA 2. However, under 19600, I believe 615 of the critical areas code, that the subdivision is not a listed use as a potential threat to groundwater contamination. So therefore, it's not applicable to this project. If it was commercial, maybe industrial nature, that would the applicant would require to prepare a hydrogeologic report. So under Title 16, we look at access and traffic roads, and the roadway providing access will not exceed 12%. It'll be approximately 8%. And so it is consistent with those standards. Fire safety was addressed, and the fire marshal reviewed the proposal and supports the proposal. Water service will be provided by West Sound Utility District. And there'll be extensions of sewer, and I believe there's a water line right now in Bethel Road that goes along the property frontage. The project was reviewed under urban standards for access, public transit provisions, non-motorized facilities, off-street parking, fire protection, landscaping, and utilities. And also providing a recreational element to the project. And staff has found that the plat is consistent with those requirements. Under Section 1604.080 and 21.04.100, the project is required to have criteria met for the project. Does the subdivision comply with the applicable Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan? Yes, it complies with the density and provides services as directed. Does they have adequate access? Yes, the project is consistent with access requirements. Does the project have safe walking conditions? The intent is the walking conditions will be improved with the frontage improvements and internally within the project itself. Does the lot configuration comply with the subdivision code? Yes, everything runs at right angles as required. And the applicant will be required to, at final plat, to require a homeowners association for any of those facilities that are going to be maintained privately. So based on the 66 conditions in the staff report, staff recommends approval.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anything further from the department?
No.
Okay. One question. Have there been change? It sounds like there was at least one change to the code from the time of vesting to now, the critical areas buffer of 150 feet versus 200 referenced by Fish and Wildlife. Are there other changes to code that are that you considered of the code that you consider between what would be available to me online? I mean, I've got access to the existing Kitsap code online. If you reviewed it, with 2021 code, then I should get access to that code. So I'm looking at the same thing you were looking at.
Yeah, the critical area buffer for the Type F stream is one of the main things that relating to the critical areas that change. Otherwise, it's the same.
Okay.
But the vesting of the Elizon Fields plat of July 1st, 2023, that's when it vested. But the commercial zoning was probably one of the bigger items that changed.
Okay. Can I get copies of any code that you reviewed that are not available in the online version of the current version of the Kitsap County Code?
Okay.
I'll mark those as Exhibit 26, just because they're not necessarily easily available. I don't usually admit code because it's law, but just for ease of sake in the record, we'll mark that as Exhibit 26 when that comes in. And sounds to me like it wouldn't, you know, it's not a question of even looking at our current code in the context of intensity of project definition. It's just looking at that original code, and that's where the 150 feet would come from for that critical areas ordinance issue. Great. Okay. Yeah, if I can get copies of any of those other items that have changed so that I'm looking at the same thing you did, Mr. Smith, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we'll turn now to any comments from the applicant. Applicant representative present?
We have them in the room, but I believe online Normalson wishes to speak, so I will pull him over.
Okay. Yeah, not everybody needs to speak. I mean, if they have one representative, I'll let Mr. Olson explain that.
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted, Mr. Olson. Does your camera work?
It should be, yes. Sorry.
No problem.
For some reason, it's blocking me out from showing my face.
Okay.
Oh, start my video, or is this it?
There you are. Yeah, we don't want to mess too much with technology, but it looks like it's working just great. I'll swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in today's hearing to be the truth?
I do.
Great. Mr. Olson, I understand you're here to present on behalf of the applicant. Will there be anyone else presenting on behalf of the applicant today, or is it just yourself?
I believe it's just myself. However, Dean Nail with Housing Kitsap is in the audience as well as a member of our NL Olson staff. But given the testimony from Jeff Smith I don't know that anything more is really needed unless you have questions.
I do not have any questions. I leave it to your discretion as to whether you'd like to supplement the record with your own comments.
Yeah, I think just to clarify a little more on that added memorandum from Assistant Director Cecilia Olson, I know Jeff was pointing you towards the staff report, you know, in certain conditions. I believe it's really in the staff report. It's just solely condition number 50 that where it's an issue, in addition to the MDNS mitigation.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further that you wanted to add?
Not at this time.
Okay, great. Anything further from staff? I think we're done with the public comment or applicant before we conclude. Great. All right. With that, then, I think we can admit, sorry, I lost track of my exhibit index sheet. I think it was exhibit 23 was the staff presentation. Is that correct, Ms. Jones? Okay.
Yes.
So we're admitting that now. That'll be the PowerPoint. There's no other documents to be submitted. I will go ahead and admit now the code sections that we will have addressed as well. So we have exhibits 1 through 26 admitted. With that, the record is closed. I don't see at this time, I'm familiar with the area, and I'll disclose now that I also looked at Google Maps. If there's any issue with that, please bring that to my attention. But I've also looked at the mapping provided with the project, so I don't know that a site visit is necessary. It's pretty straightforward on my part. I don't know if staff or applicant feel differently about whether there's something three-dimensional that I need to see. I do site visits commonly, but they're not to add to the record. They're just to get reference to what we have here. So I think we're good with that. With that, the record will close. The hearing is concluded, and within 10 working days, I'll issue a written decision. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you, examiner. Thank you.